Shalom Evracha, welcome to the weekly Shia Zerah Shimshon. Today is Thursday, Pashas Chukas Balak in Chutz La'aretz, Pashas Balak in Eretz Yisrael, Yud L'Chodesh Tammuz Tavshim Peivav. In the honor of Achenu B'nai Yisrael, the living Eretz Yisrael, we'll learn a piece in Pashas Balak in the Heilige Sefer Zerah Shimshon. We learn Zerah Shimshon because he writes in Agdama that people that learn the Sefer, he will try to be Mamlitz Toiv Ba'adam and to be Mashpi on them, or he can be Mashpi on them. And we learn this in order to be Zeicher to the Bracha, was licked in learning the Sefer Zerah Shimshon. As we know from many, many stories, people were Zeicher to Bracha and Hashpas and Nisim as a result of learning the Sefer Zerah Shimshon. This week, Parasha Parshas Balak is the Pasha of Brochus itself. Bilam benched Klal Yisrael. One of the Brochus that Bilam benched Klal Yisrael with was Matoivu Oyhalecha Yankoi Bishkinesecha Yisrael. A Yid enters into a shul in the morning and that's the first words that he says. Ah, how good Oyhalecha Yankoi Bishkinesecha Yisrael. But really, this pasuk is not only referring to shuls, it's referring to Yiddish shtiba, Yiddish homes. And Bilam was forced to say how good these homes are. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Ru'uyim batim halalu shetishre aleim shchina. These houses are worthy that shchina should rest on them. Once we have shchina, then we have all the brachas in the world. When we have shchina, then we have B'chal Mokim Asher Shemi. Whenever we mention the Eibishter, Avoy Alecha Berachticha, we get all the brachas. In order to get the brachas, we have to make sure that our homes are homes of Shechina. In the place of Shechina, the Pasuk says, Ki Hashem Lekech Emach, Loi Sachse Dovar. You won't be missing anything. When you have Hashem with us, we're not lacking anything. Any lacking, any heder, any problem is only because there's no Shechina there. So let's learn this piece of Zerah Shimshon, a short piece, and maybe we can add something in order to bring more Shechina into our homes, and with that we'll be Zeicher to all the Hashpa's Toivos. Says the Zerah Shimshon, Devarim Nifloim, Ois Ches, Ma Toivo Oylecha Yankov, Vishkenesechi Yisrael. Yesh Ledaktik, Beloshoin, Shel Ma Toivo. Why does it say Ma Toivo? If he's just trying to say that they are good places, good are the tents of Klal Yisrael. And also he needs to ask why Yaakov specifically, why do we mention Yaakovinu and not other Avos? Zog Zerah Shimshon, Devarim Nifloim, Yesh Loima. Shesoid HaMezuzah, every Yiddish home has a mezuzah. What's the reason why you have a mezuzah? Steht in Tikkun HaZohar, the word mezuzois is made up of two words. It's an acronym, Shehu Zaz Maves. It gets rid of death. Death doesn't only mean literally physical death. Death means any lack of shefa. It's not coming the way it's supposed to. That's a Maves. And you have a mezuzah, which is Zaz Maves. It moves away Maves. V'oid Kosvu. The Mekibolim tell us something else. Shebe'emtza oisius, write out the word mezuzois. Starts off with a mem, and it finishes with a sof. That's mace. In the middle we have zayin vav, zayin vav. What's the zayin vav? That's the gematria of chav vav. Two sevens and two sixes, 14 plus 12 is gematria 26, which is shem avaya, which means the way how we are Zaz Maves is by putting in the Eibishter's name in the middle. That's the tachlis of a mezuzah. And a Yid lives over 90% of his life in a place that is a mezuzah. V'zeh Amru, the Pasuk says, K'soiv Shmi al Pesachecha. Write my name, or Talash Nazoyar, write my name on your doorposts in order that there shouldn't be Maves in the homes. There should be chayim, there should be shefa, there should be parnasa, there should be children. Therefore, you put a mezuzah, zaz mavis. V'zeh Hashem marchik amavis umafrida. That's the skula of mezuzah, and that's the mitzvah of mezuzah. We do the mezuzah, as the Rambam writes, for the Shem mitzvah. But this mitzvah has a skula in it. It's zaz maves. Recently, there's a story here in Toronto about somebody, Rahman al-Islam, became unwell, and he was told to check his mezuzahs, and they found a certain pegam in the mezuzah that stemmed with the sickness that this person has, that Rahman al-Refu Shalem. There are many such stories, as we know. V'yedua, Shabbatik and Esiyos, Pturim in a mezuzah. Shuls, a potter of mezuzah. Lama Pturim, Frank Dezerishim, I don't understand. How can we live in a shul? If you critically need the mezuzah to be zazmaves, so how are we able to go to shul and in a basic knesset, you don't have a mezuzah? How are we going to be safe over there? And the answer is, they shasham emaves. There is no misa anyway. It's a makim kodesh. Vein tzorech la'afrida. Adarabah. The pasuk says, ki mitzoy matzachayim, ele bat kinesiyas bat mitrashis. Shasham emaves. Sham yeshchayim. That's the source of life itself. You don't need a mezuzah on the door. What's the gematria ma toivu? The gematria samaches. 68. Dahayne chayim, that's life. Ma toivu oilecha yankoiv, which is going on the shuls. And the shuls themselves having it the number 68, the ma toivu, and they are the oilecha yankoiv. Continues the Zereshimshin. So why specifically are we mentioning Yankoiv? Lefisha kosev oimer, titain emes le yankoiv. Yankov has the koich of Emes. Emes has the letters Mace too. Memsof. How does Yankov get rid of that koich of Mace? Through adding the Aleph at the beginning. What's the Aleph? The Aleph is spelled or is written. You have one slanting line, which is a Vav. And then you have the two legs, one at the top, one at the bottom, which are the shapes of a Yud. So you have two Yuds and a Vav. Two Yuds and a Vav is also Gematria Chavav, which is the Abish's name. So there itself you have the Abish's name. Sha'alav Shal Emes, it's the Yeres Yud Vav Yud, the Gematria Chavav. The Samuchala Oisius Meis, Vanasa Emes. Once you have the Aleph, which is the same as the Mezuzah, and you have this Koyach of Emes, the Kushta Koyi, Umishim Hachi Amru, Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. That's why Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis, because he is the concept of Emes, he is the concept of truth. And when you have Emes, then you have Loi Meis. Because you have the Aleph, the Shechina, that stops the Misa. That's the Zazmavis. And that happens in the Batik and the Siyos. When a person comes in, he is inspired to attach to the Emes, then you don't need the Mezuzah. And now that, if I may, the Rambam writes, and I heard this from Ramatisyo many times, that if you look at the Rosh, the Rambam, how he describes what the mezuzah is supposed to do for a person, you'll see the same lashon that the Rambam writes in Hilchas Tkiyas Shofar or Hilchas Tshuva about Tkiyas Shofar. He writes the mezuzah. Chayev Adam reading the Rambam in Perik Vav Hilchas Mezuzah Alacha Yud Gimel. Chayev Adam liyizoyah b'mezuzah. You have to have a mezuzah on your door. Fleishihi chayves hakol tamid. What's the tachlis? V'chal eis sheyikonis. Whenever you enter the Yetzei, Yifka b'yichud shemoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should see Hashem's name. V'yizker ahavosoi. And you'll remember that you have to love Hashem. V'yeyem mishnosoi. And the person will wake up from his slumber. Ishkiyosoi b'havlei hazman. And from the nonsense that's going on in the world, that people are preoccupied with shtusim, with emptiness, with nothingness. He'll remember that. V'yeda, and he'll know. She'ein sham davar ha'omid la'al melamim. There's nothing that lasts. In all the nonsense of the world, in all that people are chasing and pursuing, it's all nothingness. And it's not something that's going to have a kiyum. The only thing that's going to last, Elo yitiyat surah olam. Only knowing the Eibishter. When a person sees the mezuzah, he gets this inspiration. Umiyad hu chozer le'daitoi v'hoylech b'darkei mesharim. You see the mezuzah. A person wakes up from his sleep, from his slumber, from his distraction that the olam hazeh causes, and he will go back to understand that the tachlis of life is to serve the Eibushter. V'hoylech b'darkei meisharim. Ramatisyo mentioned that this is exactly the same lashon of the Rambam. Why do we blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah? Says the Rambam, it's to awaken people. People that are preoccupied in the nonsense of the world have to hear this shofar to wake them up, in order that they should do tshuva and come back to understand. Don't be preoccupied and busy with the nonsense of the world. Get busy with spirituality. The Rambam says this is what's supposed to happen every time a person enters into a room. He sees the mezuzah, he should remember to wake himself up from the havle hazman. And I think this fits very good with these words of the Zer HaShimshon. The emes is the source of giving life. Emes takes away the misa, adding that aleph. And that makes the word emes, and that is also the zaz maves, the zayin vav. How does that work? Because if we awaken ourselves from the havle hazman, from the nonsense, from the shtusim, from the emptiness, then we're going to go back and get inspired to live in the world of truth. Once you live in the world of truth, then ru'uim halalu shetisha aleim shchina, you're living a life of spirituality. Then you have the matoivo lechi yankoiv. Then we have the zaz maves. Then we have the chalmakim asher azgei shmi avoy alecha verchticha. And this is supposed to happen every time we see a mezuzah. And it happens when we come to a shul, naturally, without having the mezuzah. This is the message of the Beis Hashem. We're entering into this zone, which is a zone of zikaron, to remember why we're here and what's the tachlis. And this will answer a question that we can ask. The B'ditcha V'Rav said, if Chazal tell us, Asidim Batik and Asiyah is to go to Eretz Yisrael when Mashiach comes, Alachas Kamo V'Kamo, that Yiddish homes will go to Eretz Yisrael when Mashiach comes. He says, how many mitzvahs do we do in a shul? You only do tefillah to the Rabbanon. And that's enough to take it to Eretz Yisrael. For sure, Yiddish shtub, that so many more mitzvahs are done over there, that will go to Eretz Yisrael. So I can ask you a question. We see a shul has more kedusha than a home. Because a shul doesn't need a mezuzah, and a home does. And the answer is, the B'ditcha V'Rav is saying, you're right. If the home wouldn't have a mezuzah, then I wouldn't have the kal v'chomer. But now that a home has a mezuzah, and that mezuzah awakens a person, inspires a person, gets a person to remember the tachlis chayav, and then that's how he enters his home, then his home has more kedusha than a shul. A shul doesn't need that, but a home, you're right, needs the mezuzah. Once it has the mezuzah, then it has way more kedusha than a shul. Once a person remembers that a home can have more kedusha than a shul, in a home we do more mitzvahs, and you understand and appreciate how important it is to have the mezuzah. The mezuzah brings the kedusha, the mezuzah brings the shechina. Bilam was blown away about the way how Yidden live. They live lives of matoiva alechi yankim b'shkana sechi yisrael. We live a life of kedusha, live a life of tzdias, live a life of remembering the Eivishta, and therefore, Bilam has to admit, ru'uyim heim shetishre aleim shechina. Though the Eivishta health in our homes should be a place of shechina, and our homes shouldn't be lacking anything. Our homes should have a shefa, bracha, and atzlacha, parnasa, shiduchim, bonim, and bonim, oiskim, and herba mitzvahs, Zechusay agadol v'akadosh yagin aleinu v'al kadi Yisrael. Amen. A good Shabbos.